Construction began last September on two of the projects. Ian Satter at the Florida Department of Transportation says one involves the widening of and improvements to the Escambia Bay Bridge on Interstate 10.
That will continue all the way on to Avalon Boulevard as part of our efforts to six-lane that portion of the interstate. We'll be doing some tweaks, but most of the work that you'll be seeing regarding that widening project will actually be away from the bridge and on the roadway.
The price tag is just under $39 million and includes work on the eastern side of the bridge as well.
We've got a lot of work that's been going on there for a while now. Changes over at Scenic Highway, part of that. So a lot of going on I-10 to widen there to make sure that we can get that traffic running smoothly through Escambia County.
Also underway is replacing the bridge over Bayou Tahar on 12th Avenue at a cost of $4.2 million. Satter says that project is divided into a couple of phases, building the bridge one half at a time.
Phase one is the first half, and then after the new structure is built, we'll move traffic to the new structure, and we will build the second structure. Once it's all finished up in the fall, you'll have four lanes of traffic, two north and two south.
But the highest profile bridge project, of course, is replacing the Pensacola Bay or Three Mile Bridge, which went into service in 1960. Satter says work is underway behind the scenes.
We have the different contractors who are vying to build this bridge, coming up with their plans, coming up with their designs and their proposals. They'll deliver those to the department later on this year. And in the summer, we will select one of those contractors to design and build that bridge, with construction scheduled to begin either in late 2016 or early 2017.
For now, the five design firms competing for the nearly $500 million contract are being scored by a pair of committees, one on technical issues, the other on selection.
They look at everything from aesthetics, design, they will look at safety, they will look at construction time, materials. There's a lot of categories that go into place, but it's based on about an 80-point scale. Each category has a different amount of points for it. We will look at that along with the projected cost they will put into place to determine the best proposal.
In some areas, the blueprints differ, but Satter says there are some features for the new bridge that are required in all five proposals.
It'll be a six-lane facility. Plans call for a 10-foot multi-use path to bike and jog along there as well. There'll be wider shoulders, so if there is an incident where maybe somebody's car breaks down, they'll be able to pull over to the shoulder. You won't have those traffic delays.
And the new bridge will not exactly follow in the old span's footprint.
Construction will start with the eastbound or going south. That structure will be built first to the west of where the current bridge is. Once that structure is built, we will transition traffic to that bridge, demolish the current three-mile bridge, and then build the northbound or westbound structure in its place, in its footprint.
Once a final design and contractor are selected sometime this July, FDOT will hold a public information meeting to allow residents to weigh in. More information can be found for now at PensacolaBayBridge.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.